CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and it's time again for At the Movies with Mel. So we welcome Melanie Cutting.
Hello.
And Melanie, did you see? Did you get a chance to see a movie this week?
I did. Yes, I said I have to see a movie this week because I didn't see one last week.
Mm-hmm.
And because there's just several definitely worth seeing movies mm-hmm. out there. So the one I saw, because I figured, because friends were going and because I wanted to see it, mm-hmm. was A Star is Born.
Okay.
Which I spoke of last mm-hmm. week. And it is, it's very good.
Oh, good.
people with me all kind of liked it more than I did.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing I didn't like about it is that it was just a little more Hollywood than I'm comfortable
okay.
with.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a melodrama. It's the story that's been told a number of times, at least five times, sometimes with exactly the same title, A Star is Born. In the movies, you know, a star on the decline, in mm-hmm. this case Bradley Cooper, who's a very popular singer, kind of a rock star.
Mm-hmm.
And he almost literally stumbles upon the Lady Gaga character, whose name is Allie,
mm-hmm.
and she seems to go by just the one name. And she's already, she is a performer, she's a singer, and she's not shy. She's pretty, she's not someone that has to be coaxed out of her shell.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they get together. I suspect that most people know the story. And she becomes a star. A big star. I was looking at the Rotten Tomato reviews mm-hmm. for this movie to see which ones I agree with. And there's one kind of a quickie here. And it says, beautiful score and charismatic performances help elevate this simple story of music, love, and self-destruction to considerable heights. And I thought that was that kind of said a lot of what I wanted to say.
Mm-hmm.
The performances are excellent. Bradley Cooper is sort of a triple threat because he's the director, writer, and star.
Mm-hmm.
And he's always actually quite good. And here, I mean, I don't know how many people knew that he was, he had a pretty passable singing voice and apparently plays the guitar, unless it was okay. all computer generated. Certainly the big revelation in this movie is Lady Gaga, who most people know as a singer and kind of larger than life performer. But I'm pretty sure this is her first film, and in it she's at least at the beginning of the movie she is sort of kind of a regular looking person. She's when she's on stage, she's typically, as I say, you know, like quite decked out in fur and feathers and cones and whatnot. And in this movie, she has her, I assume, natural hair color and is kind of simple.
Mm-hmm.
And she's very good. She really is very solid and believable. And you can see why she would fall for the Bradley Cooper character and why he would fall for her. So all in all, I would say it's not perfect, just for my taste.
Mm-hmm.
My friends and I give our films lobster ratings.
Okay.
And I said this was a 4.5 lobster film for me. Again, just because there was just a little too much schmaltz and glitz,
mm-hmm.
and that's kind of the way they do things in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. So it was to be expected. But kudos to both of the stars. And there's a pretty solid supporting performance by Andrew Dice Clay, who plays the the dad. Oh, sorry, there's two good supporting performances. One is Andrew Dice Clay, who plays Lady Gaga's father. And the other supporting player is Sam Neill, who has this incredibly distinctive voice. Very, very low. He does a lot of car commercials.
Okay.
Especially Ram trucks and things. But you've seen him in probably all kinds of things. He's got a great shock of white hair and a wonderfully clipped mustache. And he plays Bradley Cooper's brother. And he's excellent. So all in all, I would say, yes, go see this movie. There's nothing subtle about it, but it probably was never meant to be a subtle story to begin with. So it's enjoyable. It's long. It is over 2 hours. And I found myself getting a little antsy at times. I thought there aren't many parts that they can cut out, but they could have sped up a few things. I got a little draggy. But by and large, good movie, worth seeing. It helps if you're a Lady Gaga fan, but if you're not, you might become a Lady Gaga fan after you've seen this movie. And I think everybody is a Bradley Cooper fan. Okay, so other movies playing locally in English. And I somehow erred last week. I went through the movies that were coming, and either I didn't see this one as coming at the end of last week, or it simply wasn't listed. But it is there, and I think it's also worth seeing. It's called Colette, with Keira Knightley playing the title character of Colette. And I read a little bit about it, and it looks good. It looks really good. Mm-hmm. It's about, Colette is quite a famous author, but when she began writing, she was writing, and her husband essentially was taking credit. He was already an author. This is all set in Paris. He was already an author, and not without her permission, but he kind of used her writing as his own. And I think a good part of the movie concerns how to deal with that. There's another movie in the same vein of someone whose work was claimed by her husband as his own, and that was the young woman who did the, I think it was Amy Adams in the movie about the artist who did the Keane paintings, the paintings of small little kids with huge eyes.
Okay.
And they became very well known at the Keane paintings. Anyway, she did them all, and her husband claimed them. Oh. So I think that this Colette film, which is now playing downtown at the Maison de Cinema, is along the same lines. Critics are very much liking it. Audiences are very much liking it. And it seems that Keira Knightley, who's a beautiful young woman who's been making movies for quite a few years now, this seems to be her best role ever. And she's done a whole lot of starring roles, so that says a lot for the movie. Anyway, so one that I would recommend and would certainly hope to see within the next little while is Colette. And sorry I didn't mention it last week. I just either didn't see it or they didn't put it up there. The other one, which I have mentioned and is getting outstanding reviews, is called First Man.
Okay.
About Neil Armstrong and his trip to the moon and his relations with his fellow astronauts and the space program. And Ryan Gosling is apparently wonderful. And again, a good supporting cast, good director, Damien Chazelle, who worked with Ryan Gosling on La La Land. So I guess they make a good team. And of course, it's a very interesting story about how that whole the walk on the moon came about, and the many behind the scenes aspects that most people certainly didn't know about at the time, and as with many things in history, are only coming to light now. So
okay.
Recommended. Again, I do hope to see that in the next little bit. The movie that I complained about last week, because it's an English movie which is only showing in French, is still only showing in French. Mm. So I'm still annoyed about that. It's called Bad Times at the El Royale. And the previews make it look really delightful, but I'm sure it's especially delightful in English, and it's just not there. So what can I say? I'm disappointed, I guess, in the Maison for not having it in an English version. It looks like the same thing, Goosebumps 2, which of course is an English movie. It's a kids, mm-hmm. kids kind of Halloween horror film. Again, an English movie, but only there in French. So, unfortunate. I'm not sure why that happens. I haven't spoken to anybody there about why this should be, but it's unfortunate. So, Goosebumps is there in French, and this other Bad Times at the El Royale, only in French. The other things, let's see. Okay, Star is Born. The movie, the horror film Venom, which I warned you last time I'm not likely to see, but I think it's not getting great critical reviews, but it's probably going to be a hit with the audiences because they have a character turning into a monster and then turning back into his human self and then turning into a monster. Anyway.
Okay.
So there's certainly audience appeal, just not for me. And this is kind of interesting. There's a movie there now, which again I didn't mention last week because I didn't know about it, but it's just begun, and I have a feeling that this one will not be there very long at all. So if it is of interest to you, catch it when you can, which is probably this week. And it's called Sorry to Bother You, featuring an actor I've never heard of, Lakeith Stanfield, who is apparently a black actor, a young man. And I did watch the trailer on the Maison de Cinema site, and it looks hilarious. Okay. It looks really funny and quirky. It looks like an offbeat movie about a young man who's trying to get and hold a job, but I have a feeling there's a lot more to it than that. Mm-hmm. So good trailer, so I'm assuming that it's quite a good film. It's part of the Maison de Cinema's what they call Ciné Plus series.
Okay.
So these are movies that typically they're not among the movies that sort mm-hmm. of open up. They're in theaters all over and then they're gone. This one I believe actually opened in July, but it's seems to be a critical favorite, and they do this periodically. They will have movies that are kind of offbeat and kind of movies that you might not find too many places, and they'll be in the Maison de Cinema lineup. So that's what we have now. We have the Sorry to Bother You film, which is only in English. So I'm okay with that. So we have a number of good movies playing. And if we have a look at what's coming this Friday, hopefully it's correct. I'm not sure if it was my error last time or not, but we are getting, in English, on October 19th, which is a week, sorry, it's this Friday.
This Friday.
This mm-hmm. Friday. Mm-hmm. You may be listening to this. and there are three, as far as I can tell, there's three movies. Yeah, the other English movies are the following week. So there's one which has been getting absolutely excellent critical reviews, and I believe it's based on a young adult novel, and it's called The Hate You Give, about a young teenager, a black teenager, who witnesses the murder of a good friend and turns her life upside down. Among other things. And I was just astonished at the kind of reviews it's been getting. You know, mm-hmm. up there in the 97% approval rating, which is almost unheard of. So it's one that I guess I would recommend for when it opens on Friday. Another one is, well, Halloween. Yet another Halloween film is coming in French and English. And again, horror films are not my genre, but for a lot of people, you know, Halloween, it's a classic. So this, I'm assuming, is a sequel a sequel to Halloween. There's another movie, although it says French version, it's an English film, and it might be that it is French with or English with French subtitles. I'm not sure, but it's called Sharkwater Extinction, and it's a documentary made by a young man who died within this past year in a diving accident. And he's made a number of films about sharks. He was a huge advocate for sharks.
Mm-hmm.
This was his last film. He wasn't eaten by a shark. It was literally a diving accident having to do with his his oxygen. And there was I happened to see a program on television, possibly W5, about him and his work and his death and so on. So I'm hoping that it is, in fact, it starts on Friday. I'm hoping that it is not dubbed in French, but possibly even if it is dubbed in French, I suspect that the really exciting sequences will have to do with sharks who don't speak French or English. Anyway, so that one I think will be recommended when it arrives, and it'll be especially recommended if it's actually in the original English.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's enough for this week. Just to say there are lots of movies out there. As usual, it's always a good deal. For $56, you get 8 tickets, each worth $7. And the movie that I saw recently, The Star is Born, the theater wasn't full, but it certainly wasn't empty either.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so I think that the movies that are getting good reception from critics and audiences, there will be people coming to see them.
Good.
So don't wait, because sometimes things come and then boom, they're gone.
Okay, that's good advice. Okay, well, we thank you, Melanie.
You're very welcome.